Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. This is where we're at on a Friday, you know?
Flap happy.
Oh, I'm going flap happy.
Slappity slap.
There's a slap for you. Slap, slap, slap.
Hey, I'm just curious. You think your show might be getting some guys in trouble this morning?
If you're happy and you know it,
slap your face.
I will slap your face so super hard.
How do you like that, Mr. Slap yourself with your own face?
That is a real slap in the face.
Enough chit-chat.
Good morning. Thank you for leaving your lines open.
It's showtime. Hit it.
Hello.
Good morning.
Cue the crowd.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, maybe not. Here they are.
Are they there?
Yeah,
come
they're
in,
here.
You guys. There we go. There you go. Thank you.
Got to make sure
much.
All the certain buttons are pushed in correctly.
I know. The buttons. Yes.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty, waking you up bright and early on a Friday morning. Carla, Friday morning.
I'm thinking about Morty because today is officially National Donut Day.
Is it seriously?
It is officially. It was. I think it was Krispy Kreme did the week, but today is the official day. I'll tell you a little bit more later on as to why it truly is an official day.
And he's got to be in hog heaven.
Oh,
in hog heaven.
Hog heaven.
By the way, show number 1,902.
I know.
For those people keeping
track. That's cool.
We have a lot to cover this morning. And yesterday we talked about the casinos being open.
Yes.
So if you did indeed go back to work, dial us up. Reach out 702-739-9636. Text or call in. How was it? How'd you feel? What was the vibe?
Yes.
Was it everything you thought it was going to be? Did you feel safe? Was that on your mind? Maybe it wasn't. Don't know.
Right.
Maybe
right.
A lot of people just glad to be back at work.
I would imagine that is the case no matter what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that is the case, but we do want to hear from you. We definitely do.
All right, throughout the morning, feel free, dial it up. Sunshine today, tomorrow, and right through the weekend, but Very windy.
Yes.
Starting later this afternoon. Wind today and right through the weekend.
Of course.
High today 102, 90 tomorrow, and 86 on Sunday. We're going the other way.
Oh, because it's Friday.
It's 81 right now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know what? Honestly, it was one of the biggest ticket giveaways we did this past, was it earlier? No, it was last year, I believe, Mike. Tool. It was earlier this year. They canceled the rest of their, just canceled it.
Oh, boy.
They did it rather than postpone it, like a lot of bands did, because they don't want the fans' money tied up. They said, you need it more now, and then if we head back out, fine, you can buy tickets. So that's cool. And they said, you know, it may still be a ways down the road, you know, not till next year, that's for sure, that they're going to head back out. I'm sure you guys have seen the commercial, the Geico ad.
Yes.
Have you? And I know you love it.
I love
Mike,
it. Jody loves it.
Oh, I'm sure she does. Angie just loves it.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Here it is.
The new house is amazing. So much character.
Original crown molding. Walk-in closets.
We do have a rat problem. At least Geico makes bundling our home and car insurance easy.
It does help us save.
Yeah.
The song is back on the charts because of that ad. Came out in 1984, and it hit number 18 on Billboard's top 20 rock digital song sales chart. I mean, that's huge.
Wow.
That's
what we're talking about.
Yeah, round and round. I love that. I love the ad. I also like the clogging ad. I do love that. We got a clogging.
As on the flip side.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Major League Baseball, the players will not take another pay cut, and they've resoundingly rejected the league's latest plan to begin the season.
We can't do that.
No. Are you kidding? Only play, 2/3 of the games and take a... No, this has hit us hard.
Yeah.
It's hit us hard. You know what, guys? Buck up. Come on. And Steve Priest is his name. He was the bassist for actually a very, very popular 70s rock band. They were called Sweet.
Boy, you talk about glam rock.
No kid. Like, really early on.
Yes.
Because I think they popped on the scene like 71 or so.
Yeah.
You might have been playing them, Mike, back in the day. I'm sure. Well, you must. You were dressing
the first,
like them.
Yeah, of course.
You were. Yes,
had
you
the
were.
Little star right there.
Yes. He passed away. Steve Priest. He was their bassist. 72 years old. Cause of death not announced. They had some pretty big hits, and you may not remember them right now, but we'll have them for you in just a little bit. For now, that is my take, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
You had mentioned sad news. The bass player for Sweet.
Yes.
Passed away at the age of, what, 72?
72 years old. Steve Priest was his name.
If you were around in the early or, I'm sorry, late 70s, mid to late 70s.
Yeah, they actually started early 70s, but, well, some of their biggest were like mid to late 70s.
Right.
Yeah.
And the era of glam rock.
Oh, man.
Where they had the big hair and the makeup.
And the tight, like, jumpsuits.
Mm-hmm. Sample of some of their hits. They were always on like Midnight Special and stuff like that.
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Our British friends, of course, Top of the Pops, Mike. Top of the Pops.
And it was just great music. Believe it or not, back then.
Yes, it was.
It was
just
great music. Sad news. All right, Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 AKLZ.
Always a phone call away, 702-739-9636. Or if you want to text in, same number. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 638. Looking to talk to people who went back to work yesterday. How was it?
Yeah, we'd really like to hear your get your take on it. See how it felt.
So call in, text in if you'd like. But more importantly, how many people were stuck in the same situation as John was yesterday?
What am I, Amish?
Well, Wendy came in yesterday and asked me, were your lights out? Are your lights still out? I said, they weren't out. No, yes, they had to be, because it was from, she's over, you know, north.
Oh.
And we're all very south. And I did say, Wendy, I live in Summerlin. We don't, our lights don't go out in the Republic.
Yeah.
But
my
John.
My power didn't go out. It was just the cable and the internet. Cox was out.
Oh,
and you
man.
Are connected. Everything through the internet.
That's, smart house.
Yeah.
Which is not so smart when Alexa doesn't work.
You can't turn your lights on.
No.
You can't watch TV.
Can't watch TV. Cable's out.
Can't listen to music.
Couldn't listen to music because I do that through Alexa.
Right.
Couldn't read a book because, am I, Amish?
See, because I couldn't get it on my tablet. Yeah. So,
couldn't use my laptop. So everything I'm doing on the internet, I'm on my phone.
So sad.
It's like,
you know that I had to loan somebody, this is pretty funny, because, you know, holding a lot of people trying to get through on for unemployment.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who said, I keep holding and holding, and my battery was going down. I said, call from home. I got a phone for you. If you still have a phone plug. She said, I think I do. And she did, and she plugged it in. And no problem. Not a problem. Set hold for quite some time.
And that's why Carla has a landline.
Thank you.
Just in case.
Right.
People that have their landlines through Cox, through the bundle thing, their landlines were out yesterday, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't turn on your lights like the old-fashioned way, just flip a switch?
Not in the one room where we have them all smarted up. No. Because the switches are on, so the lights are on and off.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you tell Alexa to turn them on. One, two, or three.
Yeah.
Make it blue. Make it red. Turn them all on, Alexa. Turn them all on. But God forbid, don't say turn the lights on, because if you don't say the word all, Alexa doesn't understand what you mean by lights.
No, she's so smart, isn't she? Oh, you think you're so smart, Alexa. You couldn't even make the squad.
You can't let Alexa run your life.
No, but
you have to run her life.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is she doesn't ever talk, so I can't listen to her. Yeah. Like, she listens to everything I say and then puts commercials on and ads in my feed. Why?
Because women like myself and Alexa learned to shut you guys off a long time ago. Yeah. That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah, is he talking again?
Alexa. All right. Well, you survived. You're okay. I came in this morning.
Apparently, it might be happening more because their system is taxed because of everybody being home. Yeah. School kids being home.
And yeah, and now
so
it's hot.
Doing upgrades. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's hot and there's power.
One of the few that I don't use any of that.
Yes, I
flip the switch.
I love trying to talk to Mike. Yeah. Hey, listen, can we do a Zoom meeting? All right. I got to be downstairs, though. I can't go upstairs. I can't get my internet well upstairs.
How many other people have the same problem?
Dial-in modem?
Here's what it sounds like when I try and connect to my house.
This is at Mike's house with a Zoom meeting. Oh, jeez. Here we go.
And every time somebody comes over to check out why we have bad service, the response, here's what I normally hear. Huh, I've never seen that before. That is weird.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you get a phone call?
Turn it off.
Are you kidding me? Oh, shoot. I got to try this again. O'Brien's not on the call yet?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't have anything connected like my son-in-law, David. Yeah, he has all that. He has the whole house rig.
I don't either. No, I don't either. My friend Monica and Chris, he's rigged everything up. Mm-hmm. And I was over not too long ago, and I said, the lights came on. It was still pretty light out. And I said, can you turn the light off? No, I can't. I can't do it. I said, really? You can't just turn? No. Oh, my gosh. Listen, Tony wrote in. He is a dealer here in town. And he said it was very weird going back. He said, I happen to work at one of the places that does have the sneeze guard. He said the plastic thing. I call them sneeze guards. Yeah. He said it's weird. And it's also kind of comforting having that up. I don't know why it is, he said, but I kind of like being on the other side of the glass. So that's kind of cool.
We did the same thing here for Delbert down in our lobby. Yes. When we reopened the lobby, you're going to see when you come in.
Yeah, you have the sneeze guard there.
She's in the penalty box.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she is.
All right. So all this morning, if you want to dial in 702-739-9636, you went back to work yesterday. What was it like? What was the vibe? Did you feel good about it? Had to, right? You're back at work.
Yeah, I hope so.
Dial in. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It's Bon Jovi.
Just seems that way.
If you went back to work again, looking to talk to people who went back to work this morning, 702-739-9636. You can talk or text either way. Love to talk to you, though. Sunshine, going to be windy right through the weekend, Carla, just in time for the weekend.
Of course, Mike.
Windy today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. High today, 102, but cooling off to a high of 90 tomorrow, and then 86 the high.
Okay, all right.
On Sunday, it's 82 outside right now. Cue the graduation music because it's another KKLZ senior salute. Her name is Kaylee Rodriguez. Kaylee graduated from Arbor View with CTE Culinary. The youngest of three sisters. She says she wants to work in baking.
Nice.
I know some people that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the most popular people ever.
It's a great profession, man.
Because they can do that. So congratulations, Kaylee Rodriguez, graduating class of 2020 from Arbor View High School. Now, if you'd like to have your graduating senior highlighted on the Mike and Carla Morning Show with a shout-out, get all the details right there on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
There is a full moon tonight, and it's called the Strawberry Moon. That is what it's known as, the Strawberry Moon. That's because Native American tribes used it as a signal to start, doing the strawberries, harvesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's big. They say it's pretty colorful because it's really kind of low. Mm-hmm. And it follows a kind of a shallow path across the sky. But you'll see it tonight. It'll be kind of an orange-yellow tint to it. So I'm going to be out there watching. It's been beautiful as I've come in the morning. It's been really, really
strawberry
nice.
Strawberry moon.
Yeah, strawberry moon. You can also see here at Little Darlin's when they reopen. Stop it. Get out.
On stage number three, I think. So.
Hey, a new survey reveals that 21% of people have had a dream about an ex-partner while sleeping next to their current partner during the pandemic. Now, a dream analyst says cheating dreams are very common, but it's usually the dreamer that's getting cheated on in their dreams. And since COVID-19 began, there have been more dreams where the dreamer is the cheater as opposed to being cheated on. So whatever that means or why that's happening, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned before, it is official National Donut Day. It's the official day. And America's favorite types of donuts, glazed, Boston cream, jelly, chocolate, frosted, chocolate cake. Those are the top five, at least in that survey. Now, Dunkin' and Crispy giving away free donuts. And if you didn't know this, it is an actual day. It was established back in 1938 to honor the Salvation Army. They called them donut lassies, and those were the women who served up donuts and treats to the soldiers during World War I. Now, it's traditionally celebrated on the first Friday of June, which is today. So it's an actual day.
I think I remember they used to hand out little tags, little donut tags.
Mm-hmm.
Like you bought a donut or something.
Right.
In support of the Salvation Army in some way, shape, or form.
Real little. Right.
That I remember could very well my be. Dad wearing one
yeah.
or something
okay.
like that. I don't know. I can't
That's remember. Cool. Maybe. That's cool. Well, mm-hmm. do it. Take advantage of it today. Some you have to buy something, buy a beverage or something like that. But go get your free donut. Why not? Shove that in your mouth all at once if it's a glaze. Just squish it up, put it in. It is Friday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Big Mike's on the phone. What's going on?
Carla, I got something funny for you in the middle of all this stuff going on.
Yes, sir.
There's eight of us last night, and four guys, four girls were having a little get-together barbecue. We live in the same complex. We're all behaving, social distancing. This guy breaks out this buzzer game. It's like eight buzzers, like Family Feud. When you know the answer, you hit the buzzer. Somehow the game ends up in a tie. The girl pulls out the last question. She asked the question, and the guys are like, well, guys, we might as well go pour another drink. We're no way we're going to know this one. The question was, name three movies that were talked about in Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
The three guys get up to go make drinks. They turn around, look at me. I'm hanging my head to the floor in shame. Mike, what's wrong? The girls are like, we don't know it. I hit my buzzer and go 16 candles, a 2,000-year-old man in the Space Odyssey.
Nice.
And the guys all look at me like they had just seen a ghost.
Oh, my gosh. Big Mike, you beat me. I remembered 16 candles, but man, I love it.
The girls even looked at me like I was like a ghost. I didn't know how to feel, but the first thing I did was think of you and start laughing.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Oh, that is great. You are more of a man than any guy I know, and I love it.
Well, hey, I just had to share that with you again. We love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll talk soon.
Same thing happens every once in a while. We'll play a game, and musicals will come up or something
right.
like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And
darn right.
I buzz my buzzer. Oh, I know that one. Please.
Love it.
And everybody
what?
Just goes,
ow! No music, man.
Happens every once in a while. You have that, you know,
right.
that stupid trivia stuck in your head.
Yes, you do.
Because you watch this or that.
That's great.
By the way, talking about movies, going to talk to Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard on the phone talking about those things you can watch on your streaming services right there in your home. Jeff, how are you this morning?
I am doing great. How about you? We're open. Vegas is open.
I know. It is open.
What are we talking about this morning?
Well, first we have a thriller on video on demand called Becky, and she's spunky and rebellious, and she's brought to the weekend getaway lake house by her father, played by Joel McHale, in an effort to reconnect. But the trip takes this really turn for the worse when a group of convicts on the run led by none other than Kevin James invade the lake house. Now listen, this is something very different for Kevin James. He plays a neo-Nazi, and he's got a former inmate with a swastika tattooed on the back of his skull. So it's a brutal thriller. It's the only way I can describe it is Home Alone meets American History X.
Let me ask you this. Does Kevin James pull it off?
I think so. He's got this real menacing beard that goes down past his chin. and he's brutal. He really is. Usually I laugh when I see Kevin Kane.
Right.
Wow.
Not this time.
All right, what else?
Well, on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have Central Park, which is from Apple TV+, created by Lauren Burchard and Josh Gad. It's an animated show that centers on the Tillerman family, who live on a property in the heart of Central Park. And this is a funny musical fantasy, and I'm telling you, it's going to charm your entire family. Rapid-fire humor, original songs are fabulous. Listen to the voice talent. Josh Gad, Catherine Hahn, Kristen Bell, Titus Burgess, David Diggs, and Stanley Tucci.
Wow.
That's a great cast.
It's wonderful. I love this series.
And one more?
We got to talk about Jaws 4K Blu-ray DVD. This new version on 4K also comes with a Blu-ray and digital copy. 44-page booklet. It's just so many added features, full-length documentaries, and this cool lenticular packaging. It's for the 45th anniversary for the greatest film of all time. Universal Home Entertainment really did it well.
45 years ago.
You know, I mentioned it this morning, Jeff, on my Facebook Live, and so many people actually said it's still my favorite movie. And everybody had the same thing. It's like, wow, I saw it when I was 5. Yeah. I saw it when I was 7. Uh-huh. It's like, we were so young, and it was so scary at the time.
Nobody went in the ocean. Nobody went in the pool. Nobody took a bath.
And the first time I interviewed Steven Spielberg for Minority Report many years ago, I told him how much I love Jaws. He goes, how old were you saw Jaws? I said, 8. He goes, that's a good age to watch Jaws.
Yeah. Who was the hottie in at the time in Jaws?
Susan Baccalini.
Yeah, there you go.
At the very beginning, yeah.
Check this out. Jeff has dropped off some copies, some DVD copies of this movie to celebrate the 45th anniversary. First three people on the phone right now, 702-739-9636. You have a 45th anniversary edition of Jaws.
Love it.
Jeff, thank you very much for that. Of course, follow Jeff on YouTube, Facebook, and VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. Looking for our first three callers to give out that DVD of Jaws. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Candy.
Candy, hang on the line. You have a 45th anniversary DVD of Jaws.
Awesome.
All right, hold on the line. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
John O'Donnell.
John, you have a copy of the DVD, so hang on, okay?
Thank you, sir.
And Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
This is Mark.
Mark, you also have a copy of the DVD, Jaws, celebrating 45 years. People have been texting in that have been going back to work.
Yeah.
Yesterday being the first full day for a lot of people.
Yeah, one of our listeners actually said, you know, I went back and I feel like the guy wearing the purple and green polka dot dress. I wear my mask. I stay away from coworkers. And I just get dirty looks. Mm-hmm. Other people aren't doing the same thing. And you know, I said, listen. Just be safe. I'm glad you're back at work, but be safe, you know? And I don't know what to say. I know there are a lot of people, we've said that before, that want to get back to work, but they may still be feeling really uneasy, mm-hmm. you know? So do what you're comfortable with, you know? I mean, I personally am taking every precaution, but, you know, just being safe for other people as well.
I'm still wearing the mask if I go out into
same
a store
here.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I wear it into a restaurant, and I take it off to eat and pop it back on.
And I'm out.
But yeah, I'm venturing out this weekend. Gonna have dinner somewhere where it's like way open and partially outside.
Okay.
It's like, okay, all right, I got it. I got my hazmat suit on. Bringing my own utensils.
Maybe a large orange drink.
Yeah, don't make fun of my outfit. Hazmat. That's the designer. Hazmat.
With a nice belt around the middle of it.
So yes, that's right.
The outfit.
Yes.
Sunshine going to be windy all weekend long. High today, 102, 90 tomorrow, and 86 on Sunday.
Okay.
88 outside right now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, the AMC theaters, of course, there are a lot of theater chains out there that none of them have been open. AMC says they're not sure they're going to be able to survive because of this pandemic. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, which is just sucks. I mean, I hope something changes for them, but it's going to be tough for a lot of movie theaters. So you'll have to hope baseball comes back so you can, you know, spend $19 on a soda somewhere.
You like going to the movie theater.
I do like going to the movie theaters. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't, you know, I'm afraid a lot of them aren't going to reopen.
Right.
And I hope if they, I don't know. I don't know what to say about
maybe
that,
this
but
might
I love it.
This might be the age of the drive-in coming back.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool. Or smaller theaters that are just, you know, more spaced out. It's more of a comfort thing to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. On HBO Max, Looney Tunes cartoons more popular than The Sopranos and Game of Thrones.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Way more views. I would imagine those are a bit more broad and more general than The Sopranos and Game of Thrones. But I think it's cool that Looney Tunes is on there. And there is a new list, Mike, and I think you have it. We could play it afterwards, but feel-good songs. A lot of people have done some feel-good songs about COVID-19. There's one out there, and you played it earlier, and I had listened to it. I said, it sounds like something my dad used to play when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But a lot of artists have. Chicago did a song. There's some stuff out there. We'll play a snippet of at least one of those coming up here in just a bit. But the site is called Jezebel, and it's cool. They do all of these different music lists, and they are actually very, very cool. So.
Still one of our favorites.
Stay indoors and keep up with social media. Talk to friends and keep a positive attitude.
But now they say there's a number one, the happiest song about COVID-19.
Yes, it's very, very
And we'll play that for you here in a couple of minutes.
And if Stevie Nicks is your go-to, she says she believes the coronavirus will be defeated if everyone does their part. She said, we have to believe it's going to go away. I mean, I get a stomachache every day from it, she said. And I have some friends who have had it, but she said, I do believe if we do what we're supposed to do, it'll go away. If we don't, and I'm quoting, boom, it comes back. So there you go. So right. Stevie Nicks, if you are listening to Dr. Fauci and Stevie Nicks, then there you go. There's your bit of advice right there. It is Friday. By God, that feels good. That is my take. Listen, if you want to stay caught up over the weekend, hit up our website, 963KKLZ.com.
The number one feel-good song for COVID-19.
Right.
And you and I have our favorites.
Yeah,
but
we
this
do.
Is a guy, this is out of Jezebel. They posted a list of feel-good songs artists have done about COVID-19, the pandemic. This is number one. This is called Togetherness. And it sounds very like my favorite things flavored piano piece.
Right.
Number one, here it is. Number one feel good song for the coronavirus.
This sounds like something that my dad used to play when I was a kid.
I wouldn't doubt it. Just
but
messing
I
around?
I think it's... I don't know if it's original. Does it say it's original?
No, not in my article.
No? Okay. Then maybe it's just... I don't know. Maybe it's just something.
There you go.
I don't know. It sounds so familiar. I swear to God, I went back to it in my childhood when I heard that.
It's called Togetherness by a Japanese jazz pianist. And that is the number one feel-good song.
I like it.
For the COVID season of 2020.
I like it a lot.
All right. By the way, you had mentioned Chicago. They have a new song out.
Yeah.
We'll play that here in a couple of minutes or a snippet of that. It's Michael Jackson, Thriller. Another song that actually comes out today.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Chicago. This is a snippet of their new song.
Yeah.
It's called Everything's Gonna Work Out Fine. They didn't know when they wrote it like a few weeks ago and recorded it a few weeks ago that this would have a bigger message.
Right. It sure does.
And there's quite a few people on this whole thing. Our good friend Jim Peterick.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked to him from Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
And so here's a snippet of the new song from Chicago that comes out today.
Little hornage right there. Yeah, I like that.
So that's their new lead singer. What's it? Neil Donald.
Yeah,
I guess it sounds fine. I had a hard time saying
Robert Lamb's on it.
Robert Lamb, one of the originals, of course.
But, yeah.
I had a hard time saying that Chicago drops one today.
I know.
I don't know if they still drop it, you know, like it's hot. I mean, one of my favorite bands of all time, you know, from the 70s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. And now, I don't know, you know, when they come to town, I know a lot of people go, oh, I got to go see Chicago. Right. I see them every time.
Right, yeah.
But now it's a little bit different, but it does sound like Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, it does. I think people welcome them because they're, like, one of the only bands that uses horns anymore. Yeah. So yeah. I think it's unique.
Bands
definitely
like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chicago.
Yeah.
Some of the other songs, even if it's a different lead singer.
Sure.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, just like Journey. Journey's exactly. Been great every time with
exactly.
that guy.
Yeah.
His name I can't remember.
Queen. Now we're hello.
Opening Journey, a new can of worms.
It's Arnell Noir Pinot.
Pineda.
Arnell Pineda. Thank you. I always want to call him Arnell Pinot. Arnell Pineda.
I guess it works for some bands, but other bands, if Mick Jagger, something happened to, God forbid.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, this is our new lead singer now. Yeah. Hey, we're still the Stones.
No, that would be, I think they would all hang up their instruments. Yeah. They might do stuff on their own because they've done stuff on their own.
Right.
I think the Stones, if and when that ever happens, I don't think it will ever. That's it.
Say it would, though.
Yeah.
Say they would still go on.
I truly don't believe.
Has it been 60 years now they've been together performing? I don't think they're looking for new band members.
No. I'm 99.9% sure that they would not bring Deacon into the band. And then say, we're the same band. No.
I'm trying to think of what other iconic bands have those lead singers.
U2.
Bono?
You know, they're not. Yeah.
If they brought somebody in for Bono?
Yeah. You had the Edge move up front and sing. Uh-huh. No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
No, I don't think those kind of bands. But we also said that about Journey, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
But it's still.
They're still selling out.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
That's the new song from Chicago. So yeah. Pump or dump. Good luck with that.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Here you go, Carla. Plastic surgeon in Miami. You know, you got to adapt.
Yeah.
You got to adapt. He's now offering drive-through Botox injections.
Okay.
Here he is about it.
Real quick. It's real convenient. It's like, you know, boom, boom, Botox. The areas that we inject Botox are the upper face, exactly the parts of the face that aren't covered by the mask.
It's boom, boom, Botox.
Yeah, I'm not going to boom, boom, Botox. Is there any boom, boom numbing with the boom, boom, Botox? Dr. Boom, boom? Jeez.
Hey, everybody,
great.
It's Boom
Beautiful.
Boom Botox.
Yeah. Where do you go? What offices do you go? Oh, no, I just drive up. Boom, boom. Boom, boom, Botox.
Boom, boom, Botox. See how easy that is?
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's boom, boom, Botox.
We're just all going to die now from tetanus. We're just all going to die from tetanus. Jeez.
This is almost embarrassing for the guy, but he filed charges.
Oh.
Woman in Florida arrested for assaulting her boyfriend with a hamburger.
I'm picturing that going so many ways. I mean, what'd she do? Hit him or
I guess,
throw it? Or,
I guess.
What? I don't. What? Okay.
With a hamburger. It's not like she had a hammer or an axe.
No.
A knife.
No.
Got whacked with a burger.
And did he call the police? And did they come over and just go, okay. Have you seen the world, my friend? Have you seen? Just pull it off your ear and eat it, okay? Jeez, you boob. I'm sorry. Do you see? Look at the TV.
Have you watched the news lately?
People have real problems and issues they're dealing with. You got hit with a burger.
You want to press charges?
Yeah. Do you? Yeah. All right. Yeah, I do. Because she
hit me.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Eye.
All right. Pull your big girl pants up there, okay, dude? Oh, man.
Florida. Happened in Florida, Ron.
Great. Assault with a hamburger and Dr. Boom Boom. That's just
great. That's all I got for a Friday.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is actually, here you go. Here's actually some good news in a crime. In Georgia, Camden County, deputies had a call. guy had a knife-wielding guy.
Oh, boy.
Well, they went out, and he was just walking down the interstate with a knife, and the police showed up. They said, listen, drop the knife. He wouldn't drop it, and then he saw, oh, there was a new canine puppy in training. He said, I'll drop the knife if I can pet the dog. They said, all right. He dropped the knife, and they took him in, and he needs some help. He needs help. But you know what? Good for them that they had the little canine puppy there, Mike. And also, be very careful, because a stadium-sized, I said stadium-sized, asteroid is heading towards Earth.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's over 1,100 feet wide. And right now they say it's about 3 million miles from Earth, which is not that far, you know, in atmospheric miles.
In space miles.
Yes, that's right. So a lot of asteroids following it, but they're not quite that big. They're the size of a plane or a house, Mike. So
that's just like in the movie.
It is. It is. Now, they don't expect them to come closer than about, you know, 1.5 million miles from Earth. But you never know. You know what? You get lost. I'm sure if it's a male asteroid, it's like, well, I'm not using, I don't know. I'm not asking for directions. I'm not going to ask. I'm not. Will you please, honey, pull over and ask the North
you're
Star.
You're over 1.5 million miles off course.
I think we took a wrong turn. I'm not asking. All right. Okay, Phil, asteroid made it in way less time than I made it the last time around. We're going to beat Phil this time, okay? All right. Whatever. I have to pee, you know. I have to pee. If we could speed this along, it's Friday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
End of every show, a little bit of good news so you can start your day on a positive note. A very simple story of an officer basically saving a child's life. This was in Gastonia, North Carolina. The police captain just having dinner at an Olive Garden restaurant, and a little girl near his table started choking on her food, and her mom just panicked and screamed because her daughter stopped breathing and started turning blue. And the officer heard her and literally hopped up, and he gave like five thrusts. You can also like hit the back, and he did that to her back, and also got her in the Heimlich, and she just started crying. She started crying. Everything was fine. Little girl started crying. So that was good. He says, you know, that is what we do as police officers. That's how we're trained. We are trained to save people.
Yeah.
So, and boy, the point was made there. He said it's awesome to be able to help someone in their moment of need and save a life. So good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him, man. And I think I did that story because, and no joking, and we've joked about it, but you and I have both done that. And if you've ever gotten anything, just... it's the worst feeling in the world. So
that's why you and I don't do dinner a lot, just to get, you know, together.
Yeah, I know.
Because if something would get stuck in your throat.
Yeah, because you don't know how to do the Heimlich, do you? I do. You would be fine with me.
Right.
But
I mean, I could hit you in the back a couple of times.
I know. Is that right? La, 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 la. No, that's not right. But and I can't yell at you.
But if you passed out because you...
Oh, this is great.
I'll just have another basket of bread.
I don't have to pay for her meal, do I?
It's a great story. That is an awesome story.
Yes, it is. Boy, right
and
place at the right time.
Happens more often than not.
Yes, or right place at the wrong time, probably.
Either way, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. 702-739-9636. Anytime we're on the air, you want to call in, give us your version, or submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the midday. Of course, sponsored by Shelter Insurance, Auto Home Life. Find your agent at Shelter Insurance. Recapping the show. Free donuts!
Yes, that's right. All day long.
On Donut Day.
Yep.
Take advantage of it.
Donut Day.
Back to work for a lot of people yesterday, and quite a few people texted in, talked to a few people on the phone.
Yeah, some people are a little worried, but most everybody's saying, you know, we have to try to move on and just take precaution if we are worried about it, of course.
And Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, a couple of things to watch over the weekend on your streaming devices, including something from King of Queens star.
I know.
That totally different role.
Kevin James plays a bad character.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
So check that out. Ooh. We'll post those reviews and some of the things you should be watching on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Other than that, that about does for us. We had a good week.
Yeah, we did.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, we did.
Fun Looking week. Forward to the weekend. Of course, going to be windy. Windy Friday, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Oh, the wind. Like I said before, Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep it company. Do have a great weekend. Whatever you do, be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Yeah, and a big thank you. We had somebody surprise us with breakfast this morning. Thank you very, very much.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.